Welcome back to Tesla Daily. A quick shout out to Tesla Box for keeping our Teslas safe and secure with real-time Sentry alerts and seamless backups. Now onto our main story. Elon Musk's dire warning about US bankruptcy. He's calling the national debt unsustainable. Interesting take, especially with Bitcoin and Dogecoin surging.
It's certainly a provocative statement. He's tying the debt growth fueled by government spending to the rise of crypto, almost implying an inverse relationship, as if Bitcoin's rise is a symptom of the dollar's decline. It's also notable he's engaging with Rand Paul, a known Bitcoin advocate.
Right, and this comes on the heels of Trump's suggestions of using Bitcoin to tackle the debt. It's a wild idea, almost like a real-world magic internet money scenario playing out. What do you make of this connection between Musk, Trump, and Bitcoin's potential role in national finance?
It's a confluence of powerful figures and disruptive technology. Trump's embrace of Bitcoin, coupled with Musk's warnings, adds legitimacy to the crypto space. However, using Bitcoin to wipe out debt is simplistic at best. The volatility of Bitcoin makes it a risky proposition for such a massive undertaking.
Musk's advocacy for the Doge Department of Government Efficiency also adds another layer. It's almost as if he's subtly promoting Dogecoin as a potential solution, or at least highlighting its relevance in these discussions.
The Dogecoin angle is fascinating. It started as a meme, but Musk's consistent support has given it surprising staying power. While it's unlikely Dogecoin would play a direct role in national finance, its presence in the conversation speaks volumes about the changing landscape of currency and value.
So Tesla shorts are feeling the pain, down over $5 billion since the election. It seems betting against Musk, especially with his close ties to Trump, is a risky game.
Absolutely. This isn't just about market fundamentals. It's about the perceived power dynamic. Musk's influence in the Trump administration, whether real or imagined, is spooking investors. They're worried about regulatory favors, government contracts, a potential Musk bump similar to the Trump bump we saw in certain sectors.
It's a fascinating case study in market psychology. The short squeeze potential here is enormous. Are we witnessing the beginning of the end for Tesla bears?
It's too early to say. While the losses are significant, the underlying arguments against Tesla haven't disappeared. Production challenges, competition, and long-term profitability concerns still exist. But this squeeze could force some shorts to cover, creating a snowball effect.
Beyond the short squeeze, what are the tangible policy implications of this Musk-Trump alliance?
Several key areas. First, Tesla. Trump's anti-EV rhetoric has softened since Musk's endorsement, yet he's likely to roll back EV tax credits. This could actually benefit Tesla, which is further along in scaling production compared to competitors. It's a Darwinian scenario where the fittest survive.
Survival of the fittest, indeed. What about SpaceX and Starlink? They seem poised for a windfall in government contracts.
Exactly. SpaceX is already a major player in government space initiatives, and Musk's relationship with Trump could further solidify that. Starlink could also benefit, potentially receiving funding to expand broadband access, especially with Republican opposition to the existing government initiative.
So essentially, Musk is playing 4D chess, positioning his companies to benefit regardless of the political climate?
Precisely. He's hedging his bets. Whether it's EVs, space exploration, or even Neuralink and X, Musk companies are positioned to capitalize on the regulatory landscape of a second Trump term. It's a new paradigm of business and political entanglement.
So, Honda's new electric SUV, the Prologue, is making waves. It's quickly climbing the sales charts. And interestingly, much of its success seems tied to brand loyalty. Honda drivers are sticking with Honda, even when making the leap to electric.
It's a fascinating case study in brand loyalty. Two-thirds of Honda SUV owners trade in for another Honda. That's an incredible statistic, almost iPhone-like. It shows the power of a trusted brand, especially when entering a new market segment like EVs. People who are comfortable with Honda are naturally inclined to choose the Prologue as their first EV.
While the Prologue is still behind Tesla's Model Y in terms of overall sales, 13,000 units in one quarter is significant. It signals that there's a substantial market for non-Tesla EVs, especially from established automakers with a loyal customer base.
Absolutely. Tesla has dominated the EV market for so long, but now legacy automakers are catching up. Honda's success with the Prologue suggests that brand loyalty can be a powerful weapon in the EV wars. It'll be interesting to see how this dynamic plays out as more traditional car companies release their electric offerings.
It also highlights the importance of having a diverse range of EV options available. Not everyone wants a Tesla, and the Prologue provides a compelling alternative for those seeking a familiar and trusted brand.
Exactly. And this is just the beginning. As more EV models hit the market, competition will intensify, ultimately benefiting consumers with more choices and potentially lower prices.
Tesla's sales figures are painting a rather grim picture. Despite significant price reductions, sales have dipped to their lowest point this year. It seems the price cuts aren't having the desired effect.
It's a complex situation. While price cuts can stimulate demand in the short term, they can also erode brand perception. Tesla's aggressive discounting might be signaling desperation, which could deter some potential buyers.
The increased competition is certainly a factor. Established European luxury brands and the rise of affordable Chinese EVs like BYD are putting immense pressure on Tesla.
Absolutely. Tesla's early mover advantage is fading. They're no longer the only game in town, and consumers now have a plethora of options to choose from. This is particularly true in markets like Australia, where Tesla sales are down nearly 20%.
It raises the question, is Tesla's strategy sustainable? Can they continue to rely on price cuts to maintain market share, or do they need to innovate and differentiate themselves in other ways?
Innovation is key. Tesla needs to focus on developing new technologies and features that set them apart from the competition. They also need to address concerns about quality control and customer service, which have been persistent issues.
Tesla Daily is brought to you by Tesla Box, real-time Sentry alerts with video, seamless cloud and on-device backup, all with a simple USB connection. Now let's dive into the potential shakeup of the $7,500 EV tax credit and its impact on Tesla, particularly the Model Y, America's best-selling EV.
This potential change under the new administration adds another layer of complexity to the EV market. While it may not be an immediate priority, the uncertainty surrounding the credit's future could influence consumer behavior.
Exactly. Consumers considering an EV purchase might expedite their decision to take advantage of the credit while it's still available. This potential shift could be a significant factor for price-sensitive buyers.
It's interesting to consider how Tesla, specifically Elon Musk, might react. His past comments on the credit have been somewhat contradictory, ranging from downplaying its importance to emphasizing Tesla's compliance with the Inflation Reduction Act.
Musk's stance is crucial. He could lobby to maintain the credit, arguing for its broader benefits to the EV market, or he might simply absorb the cost, further leveraging Tesla's pricing power.
The latter scenario could put pressure on other automakers, especially those relying on the credit to compete with Tesla. We've already seen some manufacturers offer direct discounts to circumvent eligibility issues, but that strategy might not be sustainable long term.
It's a delicate balancing act. The future of the EV tax credit remains uncertain, and its potential removal could reshape the competitive landscape, influencing consumer choices and automaker strategies. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Tesla Daily.